Hi, Mama. I just finished up Casey's side. Now I'm going to talk to my sweetheart for a while. It's still hard for me to think back on Hawaii and believe that it really happened. It still really seems like a dream to me. I just have those pictures to look at, and it reminds me that it really happened. I'm almost tempted to meet you there for a second R&R, but I don't know if we could afford it or not. That last one really didn't cost us too much money. I'm still waiting for you to send me that paper, and we'll see what happens. We'll start getting to work on our little scrapbook here, and see if maybe we can come up with something for our people over here. They've really worked hard for the past 7 months. A lot of them went 6 months straight without any real time off, but things are quiet now, and we've been able to get a few of them out on R&R and get a few of them a rest, and the rest of them are going to be going on R&R soon, so they will get a rest. The war has quieted down considerably up here in our area. We haven't had any real significant action in some time. We still managed to fly a little bit. We're not nearly in as much of contact as we used to be. We're getting ready now for an IG inspection, which is going to be next on the 16th, I guess it is, in the afternoon. And it may be our last inspection, so if we do well in it, we should get through the rest of the tour without much harassment. We haven't really had any harassment so far. I still haven't heard from Washington. I'm positive, though, that we'll be going to Fort Sam. I got a letter from Barry the other day, and he said there's some instructor slots going to open up at a school down there. And there's a possibility that I'll be able to stay there and be an instructor for a while and work at the same time on getting that hospital administration course. I think that would be a real good deal for me to get that. I always worry about those things that have happened and what would become of me if I ever had to get out of the service. I've got 9 years in now. I'm about halfway through. So, I don't know if I'll make it the rest of the way or not. I'm sure I won't if I have to keep coming back to places like this. There's always openings, I guess, for something like Clark is doing. If I could find my way into something like that, it might be a real good deal. But I hope at least that he makes out all right in it. Ed Taylor's going to be over here in about a month. He's going to be assigned to Saigon. I wrote him and told him to try and get up here if he possibly could. I don't know yet when Major McWilliam will be going home, but it will probably be 10 months or even possibly sooner, because I think Pat has to have that operation. I don't know if she's getting worse or not, but the last time he mentioned it, I think it sounded like she was probably a little worse off. That was sure good news about the peace talks. Maybe something will come of it. It truly seems to be quiet over here. I feel like that possibly there's a chance now that in this tour of mine that we'll see a ceasefire. I said that last year, I know, and I said it again this year, but I really believe it this time. And if there is, it'll be a nice way to close out this tour over here. I still haven't heard which way I'm going home, but I hear a lot of them go through Seattle. I'm going to do everything I can to get through Seattle. These people here at group, I know the commander. I think he's going to be gone, though, before I had a chance to make my booking arrangements home. They say he's authorizing up to 23 three-day drops. so I would say it's a pretty safe bet that I will be home in July. I'm almost sure that I'll be home in July, but I still haven't heard what class I'll be going to. There is a class in July. If they schedule me for the class in July, then I'll be home in June. So, sounds almost too good to be true, but it sure would be nice if I could get home that early. Well, Mama, there's not much for me to tell you. I can tell you how much I love you, but after I said that, what more can I say? I do hope when I get home, though, that you're all lovely and perfumed and waiting for me, and I hope we can get alone, be alone together for a few days, and then maybe take the kids somewhere and be alone with them for a while. I hate to just come home and take you off. It might upset them, but maybe if you talked to them about it before I got there and got a reaction out of them, see how they felt about us going away for 2 or 3 days somewhere to Chicago or just to a cabin somewhere, it'd even be better. Let me see if it would upset them. I know it'll upset my little sweetheart, but tell her daddy is going to take her out on a date when he gets back. And so tell her I want her to have her fingernails long and polished. And I want her to have a nice dress to wear, and her hair all pretty and perfumed and smelling real sweet for daddy. And we'll go out to dinner and to a movie or dancing or something like that, whatever she'd like to do. But I'd sure like to go someplace with you and just kind of really relax for a while. I just didn't feel like I could relax so much in a while. After to come back, and I knew that the time was going fast and everything, so I didn't really enjoy it as much as I could have, I don't think. How's the car running? Is it still holding up pretty good? It might be smart to hold on to that thing for a couple more years and just pay for the replacements rather than buy a new one if it's running real well and there's no problems with it. Did you get the radio in? I don't know about ordering a new Mercedes from over here. Fitzgerald was going to check for it in Hong Kong, and he said he gave it Tom Ciminello, and of course Tom was killed, so I don't know what the information amounted to. I still haven't decided on going on R&R again. I probably will go, though, sometime near the end of my tour. Well, Mama, I'm running out of tape now. I love you so much, and I'm real glad that I'm getting short and we'll be home soon.